Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today's weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa will see a cooler morning, while Eilut remains warm. It's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF says a strike killed a Hezbollah operative who emerged from a tunnel in South Lebanon earlier today. Also, Walla informs us that former President Trump claims Iran agreed to nearly all demands in negotiations. This could signal progress in resolving the Strait of Hormuz shipping crisis. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that the U.S. feared Israel might target Iranian negotiators during recent peace talks, according to the New York Times. Separately, Forward reports that Jewish groups are preparing to protest National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's potential arrival in New York City. And finally, according to JTA, Israeli and UN officials say Ben-Gvir has not confirmed plans to travel to New York. From X, the latest. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. warned Iran about Israel's intentions to target their leaders. Gabe Droz, an online commentator, wrote just now about the various forms of anti-Semitism, offering a refresher on the issue. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, emphasized that Iran's pursuit of a nuclear weapon is serious and agreements might only delay their ambitions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel report. The IDF's operation in South Lebanon targeted a Hezbollah operative who posed a threat after emerging from a tunnel. This location reportedly housed 30 operatives. Lebanon's President Aoun defended talks with Israel following the strike. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to Walla's coverage, former President Trump announced optimism about negotiations with Iran, suggesting they agreed to most U.S. demands. This development aims to ease tensions in the crucial Strait of Hormuz, vital for global oil shipments. A resolution could stabilize energy markets. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights U.S. concerns during peace talks with Iran. The New York Times suggests Washington feared Israeli actions against Iranian figures Abbas Araghchi and Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf. This fear underscores the delicacy of international negotiations and the risk of regional escalation. Turning to Forward and JTA reports on Itamar Ben-Gvir, Jewish groups in New York are gearing up for potential protests against the far-right minister's visit. However, officials indicate no confirmed travel plans. This situation highlights ongoing tensions regarding Ben-Gvir's controversial policies. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that artificial intelligence is reshaping Israel's exit market. Over 50 acquisitions in the first half of 2026 highlight AI's impact on valuation and strategic priorities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses former Prime Minister Bennett's economic plan. He argues against financial benefits for ultra-Orthodox draft dodgers, advocating for accountability in state support. And finally, Walla Business reports on the shekel's strength, prompting Finance Minister Smotrich to launch a 1.6 billion shekel aid plan for high-tech and exporters. This move addresses currency fluctuations impacting Israeli companies. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.